Greeting, my Kardec radio friends, from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here to take you on another audio journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today we will visit Transitional Worlds, covering questions 234 to 236.
Enjoy.
Question 234. As some have stated, are there worlds that serve as layovers and resting places for errant spirits?
Yes, there are worlds that are intended particularly for errant beings, worlds that they may temporarily inhabit, a type of campsite, a place where they can repose during a very long errant state, a state that is always somewhat wearisome. These are intermediary positions between worlds and are gradated according to the nature of the spirits who have access to them, and where they will enjoy a greater or lesser sense of well-being.
Sub-question 234A. Can the spirits who occupy such worlds leave whenever they wish?
Yes, spirits who temporarily inhabit those worlds can leave them to follow their destiny. Imagine them to be like migrating birds that descend on an island in order to regain strength before continuing on their way.
Question 235. Do spirits progress during their layovers on these transitory worlds?
Certainly. Those who gather on them do so with the purpose of educating themselves in order to more easily obtain permission to go to better and better places until they reach the position of the elect.
Question 236. Due to their special nature, are these transitory worlds destined forever to be layovers for errant spirits?
No, that function is only temporary.
Sub-question 236A. Are they inhabited by corporeal beings at the same time?
No, their surface is barren. Those who inhabit them do not need anything.
Sub-question 236B. Is this barrenness permanent, and is it connected to their special nature?
No, their barrenness is only transitory.
Sub-question 236C. Then, are these worlds destitute of natural beauties?
Their nature is expressed in the beauties of their immensity, and their beauties are no less admirable than what you call natural ones.
Sub-question 236D. Since the state of these worlds is transitory, will the earth be among them someday?
It already has been.
Sub-question 236E. At what period?
During its formation.
Author's remarks for question 236. Nothing in nature is useless. Each thing has its purpose, its destination. There is no empty space. Everything is inhabited, and life expands itself everywhere. Thus, during the long series of ages that elapsed before the appearance of humankind on the earth, during the long periods of transition attested to by the geological layers, and even before the formation of the first organic beings upon that formless mass, there was no absence of life in that arid chaos in which the elements were being mixed together. Beings who did not have our needs or our physical sensations found a refuge there. Even in that imperfect state, God willed for it to be useful for something. So, who would dare say that among the billions of worlds that spin through the immensity of space, only one of the smallest, lost in the crowd, had the exclusive privilege of being populated? What would be the usefulness of all the others? Could God have made them merely as entertainment for our eyes? Such is an absurd presumption, incompatible with the wisdom that shines in all of God's works, and unacceptable if we consider all those that we cannot see. No one can deny that in this notion of the worlds which are still unsuitable for material life, and which are nevertheless populated with beings appropriate for the conditions on them, there is something grand and sublime, where perhaps we may find the solution to more than one problem.